Welcome to 50 Pound Note. I'm Jeb. This is broadcast number 32 entitled Future Retro. This and broadcast number 32 are actually twin episodes, and I'm doing them in reverse order. The one that's going to end up being number 32, which is called Nightclubbing, was the one that I had intended to do first. I had started putting together a playlist of songs that I would want to hear if I was going out dancing. And there tended to be a little bit of overlap with some of the things that are going on in this particular show. But the reason I changed my mind is Tuesday of last week, Rhino Records released a compilation entitled Future Retro, so I'm just flat out stealing the name, where some classic songs of 80s sort of alternative dance genre, Depeche Mode, Yazoo, Howard Jones, yada yada, were given the makeover and given brand new remixes by newer artists. And some of them are really incredible, and some of them really suck. And in a confounding move, the CD and the double vinyl are different. The CD has edit versions on it, edits of the mixes, and has two additional songs, which are not all that great, like a rock remix of a Book of Love song, and the band Sparks remixed Suede Head by Morrissey, and it's pretty bad. And on the double vinyl, they switch some mixes around. Like on the CD, you get a remix of Bizarre Love Triangle done by the Crystal Method, which will be in the show. On the LP, you get a remix done by Richard X, which I played way back in one of the earlier shows when I was doing remixes associated with New Order's Waiting for the Sirens Call single, because that Richard X remix came out as the B-side to one of those singles. Anyway, in just kind of playing around with the shows, I had thought that I might possibly get both of them done today and post both of them today. It's now looking like that's not very likely. I know I always overcommit myself to doing something, so hopefully the Nightclubbing podcast will be up a little later this week. It's a really fun set of songs, including the first couple of ones in the show. I can't wait to get those out there because they're classics. But anyway, we'll kick into this show. It's not all completely new remixes. Well, first of all, not all of them come from that set. Some of them just come from other things that I have. But when I get down to the last part of the show, it's actually just some retro songs that I love that have not had a whole lot of exposure. And I just kind of felt like throwing them in, including the last song, which will sort of tie into the next show. So without further ado, I'm going to kick things off with the remix of one of my favorite songs by The Cure that's got a little bit of additional editing and production to it done by yours truly, but here's The Walk.
Thank you. Bounce.
Pete Shelley there doing a reworked version of Homo Sapien. Before that, we had a brand new remix of Need You Tonight by INXS. We had a track entitled Shout, although it's actually a remixed version of Fashion. That's Solaris remixing David Bowie. And we kicked that set off at the top with The Walk by The Cure. Wow, like 30 minutes into the podcast, and I've only played four songs. And I've got probably 10 more to go. So this may be a long show. So I'm going to stop talking and I'll just get right into it. Here's a brand new remix of Situation by Yazoo.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
cracking the whip there with Devo. That's going out to Jerry. Before that, Tiga remixed Shake the Disease by Depeche Mode. And we kicked that little set off with a remix of Situation by Yazoo. Let's see. Coming up, this next cut is sort of like a proto mashup. It came out in, I believe, 1989 when Depeche Mode released... Duran Duran. When Duran Duran released Decade, like their first single slash greatest hits package that just covered their first 10 years, they put together this single to go along with it that was sort of like a brand new dance cut constructed out of samples from all the other songs. And much to everybody's dismay, it did not end up on that album. And it was really hard to get a hold of. They didn't press very many copies. It came out on vinyl. And I think it came out on an import CD single. Anyway, the singles boxes that Duran has done over the last few years, they did one in like late 2002, early 2003, and then they did another one last year that covers all the singles from like 86 to 95. And this was actually in it. And there's a song that I will probably play in a podcast at some point in time. Some of you may know it. It's called Welcome by Gino Latino. Really hilarious lyrically anyway, but just a great song, great house groove. And the bass line in this cut, Decadence, is exactly the same. So let's kick into this next set with a little bit of Duran Duran.
Turn the whole track up. We'll be right back.
It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. But there's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. Well, every day my confusion grows. We'll be right back.
New Order there, remixed by the Crystal Method. That's a great mix of Bizarre Love Triangle. It came out last year, actually, on Crystal Method's Community Service Volume 2 set, but it was sort of like mixed in with some other stuff. So now just the basic remix that they did is available on that Future Retro compilation. Before that, a remix of Fascination by the Human League. And we kicked all that off with Decadence, which is sort of like a Duran Duran mega mix, constructed out of samples from all their early singles. We're going to sort of shift now over to songs that they aren't new remixes of songs. They are older songs. They're definitely retro. The sort of thing I would have been spinning like at the Metro in 1990 or 1991. Maybe slight. Well, 1990. 91, I was already moving on to techno and stuff like James Brown is Dead. Anyway, there are songs that were sort of overlooked. Certainly not the things that, you know, if you go to a retro night or if you're listening to a retro radio show or whatever, you're not going to hear these songs, but they're really wonderful. I'm going to kick this off with the Razormaid remix of a song that's a B-side by Pet Shop Boys. It's on the Heart single. This was the B-side to Heart. Called I Get Excited, You Get Excited Too. It's actually one of my favorite Pet Shop Boys songs. So without further ado, here they are. Excited. Vicious Pink there with the French version of Can't You See. There's like three or four different... That particular 12-inch was released several times with different combinations of songs. And it was like the fourth different variation I bought. They had, you know, different catalog numbers within the record company and everything before I finally found that mix, which is the one that I had been looking for like a good 10 years. Before that, we had the club mix of Obsession by Zymox, who at the time had shortened their name from Clan of Zymox to just Zymox. That was probably right around that album, which was... I can't even think of the title of that album. And the one that came right after it, called Phoenix, were the closest, I guess, Zymox got to having any sort of commercial success in the U.S. And then we started that off with I Get Excited, subtitled You Get Excited Too by Pet Shop Boys. That was the Razormaid remix, going all the way back to 1987 for them, I do believe. It was a B-side off the second album. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'm going to close out with a song that I had written about in my journal recently, Don Quixote by Magazine 60. My journey to this song actually begins with a song that's going to be in the nightclubbing podcast. It's Kristen W. versus Merck doing Some Lovin'. It's like Peter Rothauer, is that how you say his last name? Mix. Story behind that it was like the last week that I was in California before I moved back to Kentucky. I had been living in the LA area. I had gone into Hollywood to hang out with my friends Dave and Alonzo, to have Sunday morning pancakes, which is Dave's ritual. And then Hollywood Pride was going to be parading just down at the end of their block, going down this main street. And like the Grand Marshal was Cyndi Lauper, and you know, we pretty much just kind of stood around and poked fun at all the oiled muscle boys that were riding around on floats dancing to bad disco music or whatever. But this float came by playing this song, and I immediately started asking that. I don't know why, because Dave doesn't listen to dance music, and although Alonzo works for a gay magazine, he doesn't really listen to dance music either. I was like, what is this? What is this? And somebody told me what the song was. And it turns out the float was promoting Queer as Folk, and it had come out on this, like, the most recent soundtrack to Queer as Folk. I guess it was Volume 3 or whatever. And I found it at, I think it was Virgin Megastore, there in Hollywood before I left that week, and drove back to Kentucky and been here ever since. But when I get around to playing that song in the next podcast, there is this bleepy little bit that I kept going, that sounds so familiar. What is it? What is it? And I played a sample to a whole bunch of different friends on the web, and somebody finally, you know, managed to narrow it down. It's like, it's not a direct sample of Don Quixote, but it's very similar. And he had this song, so he gave it to me. And it's become one of my favorite unsung hits of the 80s. So I'm going to close out with this, and thanks a lot for tuning in. I should have the next one up when I have it up. See ya.
no, 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 señor.